My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-295-4183 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-295-4183. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-295-4183. 800-295-4183.
More coming up here on Into Tomorrow from New York and our coverage of CE Week.
This portion brought to you by Catalyst. Live your adventure with the toughest 360 protection for your devices. Visit CatalystCase.com.
The cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway.
Man, I've been telling you, we've got a bunch of cool prizes you don't want to miss out on, among other things.
From WDC, a 500 gigabyte WD My Passport Go rugged SSD drive, and a 2 terabyte My Passport Ultra portable drive.
And that's just some of the things that WDC provided. From VinPower Digital, how about 128 gigabyte iX Flash iPhone flash drive? They sent several worth $100 each.
From Razer, they sent a box of their Hammerhead Duo in-ear headsets.
Oh, those are very cool, too, by the way. From Brilliant, a single-switch, all-in-one smart home control that replaces a light switch in your home and does so much more. This is worth $300.
Jabra sent us almost $2,000 worth of stuff, including a couple pairs of their Elite 65T true wireless earbuds and Move wireless on-ear headphones.
Audio-Technica sent their wireless noise-canceling headphones worth $300 to share with our audience.
From Bracketron, another case full of stuff, including a dash mount, a travel mount, 4-port USB charger, audio, FM, Bluetooth transmitters, all sorts of stuff.
So many things that Chris is very confused. It's a big box full of goodies to share with you. Speaking of travel, from Travel Car Airport Parking and Car Rental, $300 certificate to spend on airport parking and or a car rental. These are the kind of things, no promises, no guarantees, but let us know what you'd prefer when you call in to participate. Maybe mention 2 or 3 items. We'll do our best to get one of those to you. For example,
from Sanjean, they sent us 6 of their HDR14 AM-FM stereo portable HD radios.
Oh, a lot of cool stuff. We got a bunch of goodies from OWC, like their 72-piece advanced tool kits, their Envoy Pro mini portable bus-powered 240 gigabyte SSD storage. Woo! And Drive Docks, or high-performance bare drive access tool for hard drives and SSDs. So many goodies from so many companies. We'll share more with you, but they're all listed, and we're adding stuff almost every day, even now, throughout the summer giveaway. Visit intotomorrow.com. Oh, and you need a number. What number do you call anytime to win these goodies?
800-899-4686.
Our next guest is the IFA director with Messe Berlin. And, of course, our regular guests know very much. This will be our 17th year broadcasting from IFA in September. And we've been saying this for many months. If you have the opportunity, because it is open and available to the public, you need to join us in Berlin the first week and a half of September. There's so much excitement. We talk more about it on the show every week. But now let me introduce, as I mentioned, the IFA director, Dirk Kozlowski. Dirk, welcome back into tomorrow. How are you, sir?
Fine, fine. I'm feeling really good, even if New York today is
rainy and dreary.
It's not the loveliest time at the moment.
No,
yet, but
no, we had a nice day yesterday for the...
Absolutely.
As we record this, the first day of CE Week, and the second day, we all got drenched like wet puppies on our way in. It was fine as we left the hotel.
All together.
Yes, yeah. But then we all arrived and we were dripping wet. And it's part of the adventure.
It's a very special experience at the end. It's a team building measurement, as we put it.
Yes, especially since I made Julio carry me across the puddles, you know, because because I didn't want to get that wet. You know,
okay, but enough pictures.
Yeah, exactly. Enough pictures in your mind. CE Week, of course, an IFA global event. We've been telling you about that for some time now, and that's why we're here in all 3 hours of this week's broadcast, all about CE Week and the great exhibitors and speakers and many folks. If you've missed any of this week's show, be sure to hit us up at intotomorrow.com. And check out all the videos of all the interviews as well. We're showing you some really cool products that are being announced here during CE Week. Tell me about the relationship with CE Week and IFA, because it wasn't always this way. You know, we used to do it years ago, and we would come to New York and do this show. And then we stopped doing it because, quite frankly, it got boring. You know, they lost a lot of interest. And then you guys got involved, and we're back. Because if IFA is involved, and this is not blowing smoke, this is just the truth, we know that you get it right. And this show is in progress. It's growing. You're doing some really unique things. All the exhibitors, and that's how we judge the popularity of a show. Yeah. Are they happy with the networking and retailers that you bring in and people that are here present? And they are. They're very happy having been here. And that's a good sign. They're going to be back next year.
Yeah. Absolutely.
IFA Next, now very involved with Japan, which has been involved, but now there's kind of a special partnership. We talk about some great partnerships, and that's just one of many we're going to quickly discuss.
You're absolutely right. We just announced it a couple of weeks ago during our global press conference in Spain, in Andalusia. The major purpose is quite simple. We try to watch out for some partnerships where either countries or some specific regions can bring in their most brilliant people in terms of their mindsets, the most illuminary people.
Entrepreneurs, startups, people, very innovative people.
Absolutely. That's not just the mixture in between startups and research labs and let's say IT giants. It's about the culture to mix up with each other, to discuss and to carve out new solutions. We coined some new wordings for this. We call it co-innovation. And if you're following IFA, hashtag co-innovation, you will find very different approaches on this. And that's what we are really trying to promote, and not just trying, what we are definitely promoting.
Sure.
Doing IFA for the next upcoming seasons as well.
So we can expect to have some great companies and representatives from Japan, among many others, especially at IFA Next, where our broadcast booth is located, thanks to you guys. And it's a perfect opportunity to invite these people. A lot of them are just young entrepreneurs, innovators. The co-innovation hashtag is so appropriate. Another great partner. Oh, yes.
Just one more word, according to Japan, because we are really proud. We are really proud. It's our premiere. And for this first premiership, partnership, we thought quite long who would be the appropriate partner.
Sure. I'm sure a lot of them wanted to be the partner.
But absolutely. And at the end, it turns out there are not so many societies which are really taking care about elderly people, about the mobility of the future, and of course, disaster resilience.
Yeah.
And for this, we are quite optimistic to get the right people into our panels for our IFA Plus Summit and our Shift Automotive Convention as well. And that's at the end the point, not just having one single event, one lone standing event within our exhibition area, the IFA Next area. No, we are doing the combination in between speaking panels, some specific topics, and of course, exhibition.
Dirk, let me interrupt you for just a couple of minutes. Let us pay a couple of bills. We're going to take a quick break. There is so much more to talk about, especially with IFA global events happening literally around the world as Into Tomorrow continues from New York City and CE Week. I'm Dave Graveline. Don't go away.